sense, but I'm training myself not to call Tampa exclusively home. So I think I've met most of you, if not all of you. So we've been out on the West Coast for about 2 years. Let's talk about assembly care. Assembly care is sort of the newest, youngest ministries that work with New Testament pattern assemblies or New Testament pattern churches in the United States. There's a couple other ones that are sort of coming along behind us, but I think we've gone in age order here. So 70 years, and then we're working on, 14 now? Or the 80s, though. No, so it's over 20, and then we started around 2006, 2007. And so, in brief, ACM is an acronym. It stands for Assembly Care Ministries, and we adopted the term support organization. I think CMML used that a long time. They talked about coming alongside New Testament pattern assemblies to support them in what they're doing. So the best way that I like to describe in a nutshell what we do is I just tell people, are you familiar with Christian missions in many lands? Sure, yes they are, most of them are. Well, they tend to look after and support missionaries sent out from New Testament pattern assemblies outside of the U.S. MSC does the same from Canada outside of Canada. We kind of do that with workers that serve inside North America, that we do support type things with workers inside North America. So that's one easy way to say, we've heard about this group, Assembly Care, what do? They kind of do what CMML does to some extent, with workers that serve inside North America. That's kind of a way to think about what we do. So we're a support organization that works primarily with stateside workers, and we should say, could you say provincial, Richard? Provincial workers in Canada. To provide practical help in a way that other groups like CMML does for overseas workers. So we have a little phrase, connecting New Testament pattern churches or New Testament pattern assemblies and committed workers. And you'll see how we connect them in a little bit. We started in 2006, 2007. Don't worry, got a little bit more technical slides than this. Try to keep it simple. 2006, 2007, with this question. Commended workers came to some believers and were basically facing health issues, medical issues. And if you remember, around 2000, the whole healthcare world and the insurance world just went crazy. And rates went up, and that gave rise to the whole Affordable Care Act that, you know, the nation's now dealing with. And so workers were sort of saying, well, what do we do for healthcare? Where do we go? And that basically gave rise to this practical question of, hey, these believers have gone out. They're sharing the gospel. They're working at camps. They're doing the Lord's work. And they have practical challenges. And sometimes, and I would encourage all of you to go home and encourage the believers at your assemblies to stop and think about missionaries and workers and just ask yourself, how do they deal with the practical issues that we deal with? Let me give you an example. Healthcare. Many people get healthcare through a company or through some type of fund or something like that. These workers don't have anything like that. They have to basically go find something just as an individual on the market. Can they afford that? Nobody's putting in any funds for them, typically. Now, we've heard about HCAP, and there's some assistance for some workers there. But just the practical challenge, there are a lot of issues that workers face alone. Some of them are able to kind of consult with some of their elders. It depends on the assembly. Every assembly has sort of a character, like a marriage. Every family's got sort of a character and a personality. Some elders are very involved. They take care of workers. They have someone at the assembly looking after these things. Some assemblies basically give out a letter of commendation, and they're like, the Lord bless you. Sort of proof of that, I know CMML has started to, Phil and Mary Parsons are now visiting assemblies when they commend someone to sit down and talk with the assembly and say, are you aware of what you're getting involved in here? Or are you sort of just giving out a letter and not thinking about the worker? So these workers face challenges. What's the point? The point is that assembly care was started around a very practical issue of health care. Now, we've done a lot more since then, but that was the practical issue. How do these workers get health care? Here's a verse that we use as our theme verse. For the administration, the taking in and receiving of funds and giving them out to the believers in Jerusalem is the background story of this. The administration of this service not only supplies the want or the needs of these believers. You think of the poor Christians in Jerusalem. They were sort of impoverished as thousands were saved after Pentecost. They opened their homes. They were very poor. Paul's gone around the New Testament world, collected gifts, and was going to bring them back to Jerusalem. It's sort of a neat backstory that runs all through the New Testament. Giving them these funds, it doesn't just supply the want or the needs of the saints, but it's abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. Think about these Christian workers as they're thanking the Lord. Lord, thank you so much that these believers came along and helped us out. And so this would apply to any of these other types of ministries. If you encourage the believers at your assembly, hey, if you plug in this way, you're not just giving a financial gift. You're also causing thanksgiving to sort of go up to the Lord in a different area of the body of Christ. So that's our theme verse. We started out in 2007. Here's our sort of board of directors. And we've enjoyed having a group of men from sort of all around the country. Now, Dave was on the board of, we talked about who was connected. Dave was on the board of Assembly Care from the beginning. And so this is just a list of who's involved, and you all would know many of them from around the country. So we have some fruitful conversations. All right, now we're in color. We've moved to black and white to color. One of the best ways to sort of see what Assembly Care does is to take a visit to our website. If you remember assemblycare.org, we've got everything. This is what it looks like. So for those of you that are verbally challenged and you like pictures, I built this for you. And so you just pick a big button and you press it. It'll load up on your mobile phone. So I'll talk in sort of IT terms. I do a lot of web design. And so right up here, Samaritan Ministries, Healthcare for Christians, was really where we got started with this question of, can we get an insurance program together again for commended workers? And in the first year or two that we sort of existed was kind of dealing with that. And that turned out to be a Gordian knot because insurance companies and these groups think in terms of big companies and employment and W-2s and how many people do you employ Assembly Care? You know, one. Well, these committed workers, who employs them? Do they have W-2s with companies? And the insurance companies don't understand New Testament ecclesiology and the assembly principles. They want a census on your group. They want to know 75% of your population, ages, what types of who's had pre-existing medical conditions. They sort of treat you like a big company. And that became a real challenge because they want to know the numbers. What are we looking at risk-wise? Which is fine. That's actually a smart thing to do. But it doesn't fit just the way the assemblies operate, so-called assemblies. And so that was a real challenge. So where am I going with that? That led us to meet with this group called Samaritan Ministries. And Samaritan Ministries has now exploded into 40,000 families of Christians that basically share each other's medical expenses. The point is that rather than recreate the wheel, we basically decided to plug in with Samaritan Ministries and just recommend that commended workers use what they have. The cost was affordable. If you have a family of any size, one child or 10 children, it's just over $400 a month. And they'll cover your medical costs if you break your arm, starting at $300 all the way up to $250,000 per sort of incident. And they'll go above that. They have another program that goes above that. But you think about a worker. When we were facing this issue, we were thinking, now, do we try to go to these missionaries and workers and try to get them to get off of their insurance and put themselves in that risky spot and try to corral everybody into a big pool and then take this big financial risk? It just didn't seem wise to do. And so we figured, well, we're never going to get 20,000 families. They were 20,000 families a few years ago before the Affordable Care Act hit the nation. Now they've doubled in size. So you could see people are flocking to them. Why? Because Samaritan Ministries is easy to use. It's very simple. Our family's used it for probably 3 or 4 years now. We send out a check every month, and it doesn't go to a company. It goes to an organization. It goes to a believer, excuse me. We write our check each month to a Christian family. And so once a year out of 12 months, we send out our payments to different families. Each month they tell us, you know, send your payment to this family. And once a year, we send one check to the home office. And so we know exactly where the money's going. We're not sending a check to a company, an insurance company, and then they use it somehow. So it's very transparent. If a person's a missionary, it works overseas. They don't care if your bills come from in another country as long as they're translated back into English. So it was just an ideal situation. So for you, what does this have to do with you? Let me just give you a suggestion, because I don't want to get too long-winded in any of these. as maybe unexciting as healthcare is, if you run into somebody at your local assembly that's talking about healthcare, I would recommend that you suggest this to them because it's affordable. But for every 15 to 20 people that join Samaritan Ministries, we can take one person with a pre-existing medical condition. That's the big benefit you get from starting a group or something like that. You can dump in pre-existing conditions. We can take one person with a pre-existing medical condition and get them to just join right in and get that shared in. If there was a worker or a missionary at your assembly, or really anybody, but a worker or missionary at your assembly that had a pre-existing condition, and they could find Christian friends that were looking for healthcare, and they could just sort of cobble together a group. Anybody can join this. We could sort of just get them that sort of coverage, I use that word lightly, pretty quickly. What's the point? This is open for anybody. This is not just for committed workers. If you have friends down the street that are, you know, at the local Calvary Chapel or, you know, a Baptist, you know, brothers in Christ, or it's for believers in general. So that also allows us to leverage just anybody in this program for the workers. Okay, so what do we do? One of the things we do is help committed workers find health care. I got a call yesterday from a brother in India. He's been working in India for 3 years. He's from the States, and he called and said, well, okay, do I have to pay this penalty because I don't have insurance in the States? And so I got to help him work through that. I know you've been out of the country 330-plus days. You won't be penalized, and here's the page on the healthcare.gov site. So we get calls from elders and workers asking about what healthcare is out there and what they can do. So that's how we got started. Around 2009, 2010, we adopted, picked up, that flickery glare is probably my computer's fault. We adopted or picked up the Commended Workers Directory, all right? So for years, Waltrick Publishers, I assume everybody in here has maybe heard of them, most of you. Waltrick Publishers published literature from New Testament Pattern Assemblies primarily up until, does anybody know when they sort of, maybe 2010, 11, they closed up shop, and Emmaus Correspondence School Ministries took over all their publications. They did an assembly address book. So ECS Ministries, that does all the correspondence courses that many assemblies use, took over the address directory. Well, we sort of inherited the Commended Workers Directory around 2010. And the reason I mentioned them is that they actually now print the Commended Workers Directory and the Assembly Address Directory in one book. But we keep up all of the information for Commended Workers. And since I'm sort of a web guy, I think my generation, and probably your generation as well, is now just assuming that you can find the information you need online. I mean, would that be a fair assumption? I mean, I'm going to assume a lot of you now, if you just look up, you just kind of go online to some extent. Now, maybe some of you are still exclusively book-only people, but that's going to be the case more and more and more. And so I feel like there's sort of a need to make sure we have tools online so people can kind of go and find out what's there. So created a database, getting the workers to send in their photos. We just sort of sent out a recent request to try to get workers to put more on their page. Any worker can come on and update their page on our site, more on their page than just their address. You think about it, like a commended worker, they've been sent out from an assembly. What does that have to do with your local assembly? Maybe nothing if you don't know them. I mean, how would you use this tool? I think a lot of people would use this tool to look up addresses of places they already know about. And then they say, is this information current? Yeah, I mean, I don't know really how it's functionally used, but I thought, why can't we change this so that people can begin looking up commended workers based on their skills? We're going to open up a children's program. We'd like to talk to somebody from a New Testament Pattern Assembly context that's done children's work. How do we find them? I don't know. Call somebody. Well, this site will now give you a way to search workers by who does prison ministry, who does children's work, who's done literature printing. And that's what you can do with some of the computers, you know, web data. You can search based on different things. Who's in what area? So that's one of the things that we do. Now, we're a 501c3, like Rob mentioned. So we do accept gifts and pass gifts on to workers. We've accepted gifts for Hurricane Sandy. When Hurricane Sandy came around, we tried to act as sort of a collection point for hurricane gifts. And so we do that as well for workers. So if you're talking with your local assembly, you could tell them they could send gifts to workers through the local assembly, through Christian Workers Fellowship. I think Christian Workers Fellowship probably sends the largest amount of gifts to home workers, stateside workers in the U.S. Spread the Word does that. Steve Holshizer, many of you know. B BSS does that, and then AssemblyCare does it. I think those are kind of your four main groups that work with stateside workers. And CMML, MSC, and other groups would send gifts out to workers outside of North America. So another thing that we do is try to get news out about workers in terms of their just what's going on in their lives. The last place that I know of that was a collection point for information about commended workers was probably something like Interest Magazine, if you think about it. I mean, CMML's done a great job with Missions Magazine. You can see pictures of workers. You can hear their prayer requests. But think about it. You know, in the latter part of the 90s and all of 2000, there really wasn't a place where you could go, well, what's going on with committed workers in North America? Like, where did you go to find out that information? You didn't really go anywhere. And so there was a need for that, and that's why we started this Assembly News site. So any of the workers that choose to send us their newsletters, they can go on the site, and you could go on the site and click Submit News and paste in a newsletter, and it'll go up there. It goes from here to our Facebook page, and so all the folks on Facebook, it goes there automatically, and to our Twitter feed. So if people are on Twitter and they see that, oh, there's a new link. So I think I've got a little, there's a Facebook page. So those of you that do Facebook can kind of come on. Most recently, there's a need for English speakers down in Peru. The reason we can't also post overseas sort of news updates. And then it goes to our Twitter feed. So somebody grabbed this post about Strong Tower Christian School. Jesse, any of you guys know the Maddoxes? Jesse, do you know Maddox? And they work down in South America. They retweeted it. So all their friends will see that. So we're just using some of the technology that's out there. Okay, so healthcare, committed workers directory, committed workers news, getting the news about these workers. And just to give you an idea, I've received emails from people saying, thank you, workers. Well, thank you for what you're doing. Please don't stop. I mean, one brother called me, you'd all know who he is, and he says, if you ever think about stopping this, don't do it. Please keep doing what you're doing. Thanks for giving us a point to sort of, you know, get connected. So one other thing I'll say about this is that there are people on here you don't know about. That's another thing that if you, in the workers directory, it was basically based off of a, I'm just sort of making up a little history here, sort of a 1920s, 1930s model of getting news out. Now, my dad, who's over here, you found in the local newspaper a story about an assembly. Yeah, was it back in the 30s maybe? 30s. And so, and this person had sent out a list of assemblies and workers, maybe to kind of try to tell people, look here's who's in the area. And that basic list model really has kind of carried along until now, where basically you have a book, I think I've said basically like 15 times. Right, so this is basic stuff. You have a book, and it has essentially a name and an address and a phone number. Well, it's 2015. We could do a little more than that. And so get up a picture, get up some more information about them. This sort of starts to bring to life, well, who is this person? Oh, this person speaks Malayalam. This person speaks French. That's great. Someone speaks Mandarin. I spoke at an assembly of all Koreans 2 weeks ago. They translated. What if you meet someone that you want to share the gospel with who speaks Farsi? It'd be neat to be able to go online and say, do we know any workers that speak Farsi? Look it up. And how do you do that now? You can't really do that. And at least this will help create some tools for that. You can. Another thing we do, like I mentioned, is we do pass gifts along to workers and other ministries. You could go to the AssemblyCare website and give a gift online with a credit card or with an e-check. I still think we have that little edge. I'm sure that'll go soon. I don't know if anybody else does the credit cards. They're probably smarter than we are. It's like we're not giving any fees away. But I could be wrong there. But you can go online and give a gift with a card, and we can take something out regularly or with your bank account. Another thing that we do, we started sort of cooperating with the Emmaus Correspondence School, is an online assembly map. How many of you have actually used this? More and more people are starting to use it. Some people tell me, when we travel, we just use this. If you can remember assemblycare.org, this is all on there. If you remember all of the big buttons, see, that's easy. So you can go to the workers directory, you click that, it'll take you to directory. Click this, you can, you know, you click that, it'll take you, well, this will take you to a map. But you can also go to the map by just remembering assembly map. Right? Makes it assemblymap.com. If you're traveling, you're on vacation, you're sending your grandchild to college, like, I'd love for you to go to New Testament Pattern Assembly. Let's see where you're going. You can go to assembly map and plug in an address and get a map of 25 to 100 assemblies in that region of the country. So you can't do that with a paper directory. Now, paper directories are helpful, but trust me, all of the folks that are coming along behind you assume life works this way. Well, someone's got to build life to work this way. So that's kind of what we've done. And they just assume that it's online. It gets out there somehow. Well, so we've got to build a structure to that. So that's what we've done. So you can go to assembly map and you can look up any assemblies. Your assembly is already on there. And we're doing the same thing. We're putting up photographs of assemblies. This is Arizona. There's even more of that filled in now. You could search Arizona and they'd all come up. And then you could click on a picture. And here's our commending assembly, Carewood Bible Chapel. And there's a photo. You click on the map there. It'll pull up on your phone. You can get your directions immediately, all the contact information, and that's what's available. One other thing that we have are camps, and a lot of the ministries, all the ministries here today, and other ministries that are sort of in connection with New Testament Pattern Assemblies, are on there. So you can see what's the point. The point is that if you want to work with other believers, it's nice to work with believers that support what you're doing. It's nice to work with believers. I think we should enjoy working with the wider body of Christ. But it's also nice to work with believers that you know are going to support what you're doing. And if you want to bring a worker into a camp, and you can, it's great to bring someone in that if they counsel the young people there, we'll try to point them in the direction of your local assembly, not in another direction. And so it's nice to connect with other people that are doing these types of things. So I'm going to end with just a few of the things that we've been doing. Something to pray about, we're thinking and praying about. This was an idea that was on the table at our first meeting. A phone line that commended workers and missionaries could call and talk to a doctor or nurse. We're praying about that. We're thinking about that. We've been talking about that. That would be a neat thing to see come to life. So that would be in addition to the healthcare. We've talked about disaster relief. We've done some of that. We've helped a couple other organizations start up, Team Workers. For the last 2 years, we sort of had all the Rise Up Conference funds coming through us. They've now gotten their own 501c3. We're looking at something like this. And then Assembly Hub. The brother that did all of our calendar stuff has basically jumped over now and is doing a lot of that with Assembly Hub. So one last thing is we're actually digitizing documents. We wanted to get all of the Interest magazine documents digitized because there's history and photographs here that just are going to vanish. Nobody else has them, and a lot of people don't care. So we can get them online. You guys can see names of people searching who's out there. Oh, here's a picture of my grandfather when he looked young. You know, things like that. So a cluster of different things, but Assembly Care Ministries are trying to connect commended workers and New Testament Pattern Assemblies, doing a lot of it online. And I think I'll stop there. So, I'll turn it over to you. Okay.